You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Stevie.
I didn't get to talk to you much yesterday. I had a guest for 2 hours.
You had a real sports show.
We actually did have a sports show. Not less gibberish, more sports. Only here on 1030 The Voice.
There you go.
Yeah. No. We had Matt Moreno, obviously. We had some. Did we have any? No callers. I don't think no callers. But we talked a lot of different things, and we had Ari Alexander, the former KVO guy. Today, I think we're going to have a pretty good big show.
Cool.
I'm going to have Julius Holt, former U of A player. Now he's the president of his youth football organization. I think he's in his final year. He just had a big banquet. I want to talk to him about that, talk to him about U of A, things like that. And then on the back end of this, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to have Lamont Hundley, a guy who was at that event and obviously has a big name. He owns Arizona Health. And have him in. We'll talk about football. And maybe Julius will stay. Maybe not. We'll see. I don't want to take away Lamont's time. But we're going to talk a lot about different things. History of football here in town, at least since he's been around and since I was in the early 80s. Talk about the fun playing here, maybe not the fun playing here, what he's up to, things like that. So if you want to call in, please do. Julius is a little late, so if you'd like to call in to talk, 790-2040, that's the phone line. We could talk. I haven't really checked into what happened today in sports, but
why would you want to do that?
That's right. I'm not a sports fan. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Politics.
Politics? You want to talk about politics? No,
I didn't say I wanted to. So what were you checking? Like home and gardening articles or?
Today?
Doing your nails?
I was in meetings. I have a real world out there.
You have a real world. A non-sports world.
A life world, yeah. So I was in meetings all day, you know.
How dare these people have meetings? Yes, I know you had one at 11:30. I didn't make it.
I got to pay the bills somehow.
I figure I'll swing by your office.
These good looks don't pay for all of them, you know that.
So what are you saying? You're starving?
Yes, I'm thinning out as we speak. In fact, we got a call coming for the last 20 minutes. It's okay.
And watch. Another 10 seconds, he'll still be there.
Yes. I like phone calls. They make the 2 hours go fast. Anybody who wants to call, please do. Give me grief. Give me a praise. Give me $5. Whatever you want to give me, go ahead and call me and tell me. Scott, thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Scott?
Oh, pretty good. You?
I'm okay. Just settling into the old seat here. Like going to church. You got to sit right here and get ready to pray a little. What do you got to say?
I just wanted to see if you guys touched base yesterday at all on the Oregon recruiting class that they secured 2 5-star recruits recently, and they have a higher recruiting class now than U of A for this upcoming season.
This upcoming one?
Yeah, because they got a reclassified kid who was 2020, and now he went to 2019. I think that happened on two of their guys, and now they're going to be joining this class. And they have them ranked on 24/7 Sports, number 4 in the country now, and U of A at number 6 recruiting class.
Okay, Scott, so you know how much I care about recruiting. It means nothing to me.
At Arizona, it means nothing, but...
No, well,
I think in Oregon, when he gets good recruits, I think Dana Altman actually is able to put some wins together in March. I would 100% agree with you that Miller is unable to do anything with recruits, but I think Dana Altman's an excellent coach, and not only can he recruit, but he can coach his players that he does recruit.
Well, so I wasn't going there, but I'm saying it means nothing to me because you could have great recruiting classes, and if there's nothing coming from it, it doesn't mean anything. So I think that Sean's recruiting classes have been fantastic, obviously. But Lutz were pretty good, too. You know, they were pretty good, too, and he was able to do some things. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But it means nothing unless you do something with it. And we won't know anything about that class until they do something with it. So let me ask you something. Over the last few years, and I know I'm talking to you, you're Debbie Downer. I'll just identify you as that.
I'm a realistic person, unfortunately.
If realistic is being Debbie Downer, okay. His recruiting classes have been very strong, but he's gotten you a couple of Elite Eights, Sweet 16, and
the Elite Eights were a few years ago. I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago.
There have been a few years now. Yes. Thanks for the clarification. So if that's good, then he's done well. If that's not good, then he hasn't done well.
Well, I think at U of A, you don't look at Elite Eights and Sweet 16s as the benchmark on success. If that was the case, then he could be at ASU and have a statue out in front. But
what did you eat for lunch today? What did you eat for lunch today? You're a little cranky today, Scott. Even more
I'm
so.
I'm just saying that the bar in Tucson is never Elite Eights or Sweet 16s. The bar's been set by Lute, and that is the bar. And if the coach can't meet that bar, then we need to go another route. But for recruiting in the Pac-12, there was another story just recently out just about overall recruiting for the Pac-12. Washington's doing better. I think UCLA just signed the top point guard for the 2020 class. So it was just good to see that there's more talent coming back into the Pac-12, and hopefully with some of these great recruits, the Pac-12 will have better times in March because we've had not that great success. 2018, we didn't get anyone to the round of 32. So hopefully with the recruits, obviously it's not the end-all be-all, but having the better talent definitely helps in March for the most part. And just good to see that there's recruiting happening in the Pac-12, even though there hasn't been too much success.
There hasn't been very much. You're right. The last time a really good team, Oregon, got to the Final Four was what, when they played in Phoenix? 2017.
Yeah, I was at that game.
2017. So you got tickets to go to the game?
Well, I won tickets on the radio.
Dude, where at? In Phoenix?
I was actually the other station.
Oh, in town? Sports. Other in town?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. So, I was there as well. I've been to a few of them already, Final Fours. I didn't like it. To tell you the truth, let me tell you, did you like the Final Four there?
Well, full disclosure, my ticket was the last ticket printed for the whole stadium. So I think it held 37,000, and I was the 37,000th person in there. So when you watch a basketball game in a football stadium, the dynamics definitely change a bit.
Let me tell you something. You're being very kind when you said 37,000. There was like 72,000, and you got 71,999. And I
whatever the last seat in the whole place that they printed a ticket, that's where my seats were. They were still an amazing experience, but with it being in the Final Four was in Arizona that year, and U of A had a great team with marketing. I thought it was meant to be the 20th anniversary of us winning the championship. We were going to get it done that year, but I was quite disappointed.
Yes. So it's funny because I was going to ask you your experience. I totally get it. You were like in Surprise, apparently, or Peoria, your seat was. And it's tough. I didn't like it. To tell you the truth, I didn't like the Final Four in Phoenix. I've been to 18 Final Fours, mostly in New Orleans, San Antonio, Indianapolis, and Charlotte when they went in 94. But Phoenix, it was too widespread.
I think I got an update on my phone before I saw it happen live.
Very funny, Scott. So you didn't eat that badly this afternoon. So cranky, funny. We get the cranky, funny Scott today. Okay. Hey, well, thanks for calling in. No, I did not see the recruiting. Like, to me, it doesn't matter if they're number one or number 10. We'll know in March what it all means.
Oh, and another interesting thing I saw on an article, the rookies for the NBA, they all had a secret vote, and they said that the steal of the draft was Bol Bol, the center who got injured for Oregon, that he was the steal of the draft. So we'll see how that pans out. But
right. He was second round, like 34-ish?
Yeah, it's crazy. He took the 40th or something
40th,
like that.
Okay.
I thought the Suns should have risked the draft pick on him because it looks like he has a lot of upside if he can stay healthy.
Are you driving home now, Scott?
Yes,
Scott,
I am.
So you can remove your Oregon apparel once you get home and relax a little.
at least Oregon makes it to Final Fours and to
Yikes. Yikes, Scott. I'm going to have to give you the tranquilizer or something over there. Have a nice night, Scott. I really appreciate you calling
in. Care.
I do mean it, too. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for listening, too.
All right, bye-bye.
There's Scott, my one listener. No, I think I got three. I got Gloria. Maybe Brenda. Maybe some of those people. Maybe 10. Maybe Ted. If you'd like to call in, please do. Scotty Scott called in. If you want to call in, please do. 790-2040 or talk sports. I have Julius Holt coming in pretty soon now to talk about football locally at the little league level and at the big time level.
Did he get lost?
No, he had a meeting till 5. They've been here before, so they know how to get here. Although you do get lost. If you try to put this place in Google, you're like in Silver City.
Hmm. Really? You've not had good luck?
Some of the people have been hit and missed to get
Silver
here.
City is lovely this time of year, Steve.
Oh, I know. It's not 110.
No, it's 100.
No, 90. I bet you it's about 90.
Yeah.
And for Silver City, that's probably too hot.
It's probably chilly.
Pretty chilly there.
Chilly.
You spell chilly with an I or E?
Whichever one is warmer.
Yeah, okay.
Whichever one.
Are you cranky too, Bob? You sound like you're a little irritated.
No, Stephen, I'm ready to go, baby. What do you need?
Yeah,
I'm not irritated.
You're not irritated.
Get off my lawn.
You watching the big game on Saturday? I doubt it.
Hawaii game?
Yeah.
What time is it on?
7:30.
All right. Ask Poncho, can you call in and tell me what station it's on?
It's ESPN, senor.
No, then I'm not going to.
No?
No, I don't have. Maybe go over when I do this. You know. I could abscond my father's.
Oh, yeah.
We could go over there. We're supposed to be
when are you headed to Vegas?
You know, I want you to know I'm missing out at pork chops at my father's house tonight so I can do your show.
Oh, thank you. Tom appreciates that, I guess.
As long as he's not getting my pork chops, that's fine.
So what time are you going to go after this show?
That's too late.
Too late for like a cold pork chop?
7:30 is too, yeah, to go over to my father's, you mean?
Is he already asleep? Jeopardy's over. Jeopardy does, and so is Wheel of Fortune.
Naked and Afraid or whatever.
Does he watch that too?
No.
I watch that. I watch that every now and again. Those people are crazy. They're beyond crazy. I could even go across like Broadway Naked and Afraid.
I think you would do excellent at that
show.
Oh,
hell no. I would last a day. I guarantee you, not even a day. Overnight, because the snakes and the bugs and all that stuff, I couldn't last a day.
You're not a camper.
Oh, heck no. Let me tell you, I won't get a sponsorship for them by saying this. The worst place I've ever been.
It's outdoors?
Is in Douglas, Arizona.
All right.
And it's the spooky Gadsden place. Have you ever been there? You probably been
Douglas.
There. Douglas.
It's the armpit of Arizona. Yes,
yeah,
I've been to Douglas.
Have you been to the Gadsden?
Probably.
That's a no.
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't remember this.
I don't remember. I went in and I think we got a Diet Coke and we left.
Oh, yeah, okay. How old was that Diet Coke? It was just
maybe
the most
I'm thinking
bizarre.
Of Tombstone.
It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. It was just scary, heebie-jeebies scary to me.
Well, they've had some good little high school teams down in Douglas over the years. I know that. So
we're talking about the hotel, not high school teams.
I'm only trying to bring it back to sports for you, sir, because
okay,
if I don't, you'll see I'm talking gibberish.
Listen, okay, so you're right. I'm not a camper. No way, no how. We've done it in the past when I was a kid in my family, but because my dad wasn't, and we'd go with friends, you know, and they'd have to have a Winnebago or one of those big buses.
So how did you get involved in sports if you don't like the outdoor?
Outdoors, isn't that shooting things and bow and arrows? No, that's not for me. No, that's outdoors.
Okay.
Shooting things, no. Yeah. No. Fishing, I did fish when I was a kid with my uncles in northern New Mexico, but that's, you know, that's kind of not.
You still got to mess with worms.
That's easy.
That's easy. All right, good.
That's easy. You know, pulling the hook out of their mouths.
You don't sleep in them.
Yeah, don't sleep with the worms. Yeah, right. No, but come on, Naked and Afraid with those tarantulas and the snakes. Snakes to me are the worst things around ever. Anything.
You don't think they bring those in for the show?
Oh, no.
They don't look like actors?
I worry about that at home now. Every time I go home, there's snakes. I've had two or three in the house. No, actually, that's a lie. I've had two in the house.
Yeah, you had me going there. You said, I've had them in the house. And I'm like, you've had people from Naked and Afraid in your house?
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
They had 21 days and couldn't get out.
You had snakes in your house. Got it.
Yes. And you don't transition well. I get it.
Wow. Snakes.
Yeah, a baby rattlesnake, which is about 2 feet long. It's scary. If I cuss, be able to hit that button.
Where do you live?
In the Saguaro
Desert. So.
Yeah, no, up in the Northwest, but it's snakes like crazy. You see them all the time. And then another one was a black, like a king snake or something. It was like, oh, scary. It was scary. I mean, come on, I'm already kind of scared about it. But I hate snakes.
I'll make
a note of that. Can you tell?
I will make a note of that on your file.
It's funny because he was in the hallway of the kids. The kids were must have been about 7 and 4. And I was going from my man cave to the restroom real quick. And I was looking down and I saw something. And then I turned back and said, "Damn you kids, get your fake snakes out of the living room. You know, out of the hallway." I looked back. And it was moving. Oh man! He went into the pantry, and I got one of the golf clubs that I'd never use, and I stabbed in the pantry, stabbed and stabbed and stabbed. 10 minutes later, because I wanted to make sure he was dead, pulled everything out with the golf club, and there he was hanging on the golf club.
Ooh.
It was awful.
It was scary.
It was scary. I hate snakes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So now it's like you better make sure every door is closed. All the time.
That's some scary stuff.
Yeah, and that was just one of them. There was another one, too. But we're already over, so let's take a break here. Maybe Julius will find his way here, and we'll be able to talk about real stuff like sports. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. Try to look, news and talk. Hey, if anybody wants to give suggestions to my playlist, kind of that same era music, please do send an email to me, steve.rivera95@gmail.com. Steve.Rivera95@gmail.com.
How many songs do you need in there, man?
I like variety.
Oh, what?
You haven't played Michael Jackson in forever. In fact, if you do,
no,
probably.
There is no Michael Jackson.
I had one early. It was the wall thing. The wall thing? The wall. It was.
You have the wall thing in here?
I from one of my first days, you played it once.
Well, yeah, but when you first asked Jerry for the wall, he didn't give you the wall. He gave you something off the wall. It wasn't Michael Jackson singing.
Yeah, but I don't want to
say living off the wall. Bam, bam. He gave you something else. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I missed Jerry. I missed old the other when he, you know. Yeah. Hey, so Julius, where are you? Are you going to show up? I know that that Lamont's probably already on his way. So football season starts this weekend, college-wise, pro in a couple of weeks. I'm sure your wife is very happy or not very happy with what's going on with the Cowboys.
She's disappointed, to say the least.
Ezekiel Elliott thing or no? What?
You want me to tell you exactly what she's disappointed? I'd have to go to my phone and read the text where she said, "I'm very disappointed in da, 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 da." I don't follow all that, Steve.
Yes.
I don't like
sports. She's more of a sports fan than you are, correct?
Yes. Matter of fact, she's starting her own show. It starts in 40 minutes.
It's called I Am Bill.
It's on The Groove. 106.3 old school sports. Right. Only cool sports games. None of that cricket. Well, when is the NAU game? Because I haven't received my tickets for that.
That's true. September 7th here. Yeah. So, yeah, Pancho got you the tickets, right?
Yeah. So what are you thinking for this weekend? I forgot what you said. You were doing the line yesterday with Matt.
Yeah, I think it's going to go 73 is the over-under. I think it's going to go over barely. And Arizona's an 11-point favorite. I think they're barely going to cover. Well, that would be a contradiction if I said they barely cover. I'll say barely cover. So maybe 44-36-ish around there.
High-scoring game.
Yeah, there's no other way. There's no other way. In Arizona games, there's no other way. You're going to have to outshoot your opponent and hope that they don't have the ball at the last minute. It may not be the case this weekend. It definitely won't be the case in 2 weeks. Could be at Texas Tech. Could be at UCLA and the rest of the way.
Who was I hearing recently on your show talking about Arizona defense, though, being better?
Oh, that was the kid I had in, Moreno. I think that's true. The defense should be better. Oh, but yeah,
shouldn't
better.
That hold the scoring of their opponents down? Or
should, but offenses are better too. They'll be better defensively, but you would think that the numbers would be lower. That doesn't necessarily translate all the time. No, just because I'm better looking doesn't mean anything.
So are you less worried about it when you're scoring lots of points? I don't understand. Not following you. If he's saying the defense is better.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. It's better than what it was.
Right.
Okay.
So wouldn't you be looking? I don't know. I
no, go, go. Yeah, wouldn't you be looking?
For the opponents to score less.
Yeah. Yes, you'd think that would be the case. But you also have to look at the opponent and what they bring to the table. And Hawaii scores a lot of points. It's not going to be all necessarily about Arizona stopping them, because they're not going to stop them all the time. I just think that Arizona's defense is going to be better. If they were a 4 last year and they're a 5 this year, that's better, right?
Yep.
So they're still going to give up a lot of points. Depends on the day, depends on the game, things like that. But I agree with them. I think it's a more stable defense. It's a more veteran defense, and they'll be better. And it depends on who they play. They're going to look much better against NAU than they will this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a small school.
It's a small school, and you're not playing against that same type of caliber. So we'll know how good the defense is when they play an Arizona-type team, which could be Texas Tech, could be UCLA. What are those?
Hopefully they're warmed up by then.
Yeah, sure. And nobody's hurt, and they're full strength.
Or that momentum that Matt was talking about that you don't always agree with.
I deny it. I'll deny that momentum. Momentum, and what was the other one? Someone's going to text me now.
Passion.
No,
ambition,
momentum. No, yeah. It's,
winning streak. I don't know. That's what he was saying. That
momentum,
what you were saying.
And there was another word, because everyone teases me about it when I'm not here. I should know.
No,
this.
We tease you about a lot of other that's stuff. True. We don't. That's true. That's a lie.
That's true. You do. I'm okay with that, though. It means you love me.
It doesn't matter whether you're okay. People will still talk.
Yes, they will.
That's just the nature of sports fans.
Yes. To Scott's point with the rankings of the basketball recruiting stuff, it means nothing to me. I know that does a little to you, doesn't it? I know it does to Tom. Tom's always Googling the little information. Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you see? He sent me something this morning about a Rocky Blyer story that's going to be coming out on ESPN. I'm thinking, why did you send this to me?
Huh.
I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Just making conversation with the big hosts.
That's pretty much. Yeah, they say, hey, what are you doing? You want to go to lunch? Yeah, shut up.
And so now I sit over and mind my own business, and then you're like, Bob, you okay over there?
Yeah, you're asleep. No, it's like when you were texting me stuff about sports, and I'm thinking, Bob, I get it. Go back to what you're doing. Leave me alone.
Trying to make you happy, sir.
Yeah,
trying to put a smile on that smirk of yours.
Be good luck with that, and many have failed. Many have failed. Let's see what else is going on in the world of sports. I can always just Google stuff here. It looks like, I don't want to talk, Michigan State, former guy at the Final Four, doing okay in the legal department. Everyone who's going to go with the team, I think they're leaving tomorrow. The team is definitely leaving tomorrow to Hawaii to enjoy the weather. I wonder if the weather's good right now. I've been to Hawaii six times, and I've never gone this early in the season.
It's always nice in Hawaii.
You know, no, I don't know about that. Talk to the hurricanes and stuff.
No, not wherever you stay. I'm sure it's always cloudy where you stay. But for the rest of Hawaii, Steve, I'm just saying it's very nice there.
I have a cloud over me right now. Oh, don't I
swear.
I like Linus. God. What's that guy on Charlie Brown? Is it Linus?
Pigpen. No, you're thinking more of Eeyore, my friend.
No, Pigpen. Who's okay. The one that has the? Who has the one that has the?
I'm sorry, you're mumbling there. What did you say?
Who has the cloud?
Blanket?
No.
Oh, the cloud?
Cloud. I said cloud 20 times.
I wasn't listening to you,
I know
Steve.
That's one of your problems.
I was listening for your guest outside going, let me in, because I think the door's locked. 86 degrees, clear weather in Honolulu. There you go.
Nice.
Of course,
nice.
The game is where? In Maui?
No,
isn't it?
Honolulu. Yeah. No, that's
fantastic.
That's right now, so it'll probably be about... Well, it's what time
84?
Is it? It's about 2 o'clock now. 1 o'clock.
2:30. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, hey, at least they're playing in a nice place.
Yeah. And what were you? And you were saying 5 and 6. You're predicting
7 or 8. 7 or 8.
No, I meant for the season.
Five and six. 5 and 6. 5 and 7. If they play 12, I can't remember how many they play. But 5 and 7, I think it was. Or 6 and 6.
And Matt was 6 and 6 or 7 and 5.
No.
He wasn't on that positive?
No, I don't know.
Hey, I thought he said either even or positive.
No, when was that? Yesterday? He didn't talk about that yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he did. But, you know, as usual, you weren't listening, so.
You probably didn't know that.
I thought that's what he said. Am I mistaken, Stephen?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm still saying that I think they can do more than a positive year. Okay. And that's all I'm going to say. Okay. And then the rest is up to you.
Okay. I wonder, you know, the absence of Julius scaring me. Now, you know what I think he's trying to do? I really bet this is what he's trying to do. Show up late, he'll stay with Lamont, and we'll have like a BS session with three guys and two and a half men. Two and a half men, I'm the half man. And, you know, I'll be like the kid, hey, Charlie, hey, Uncle Charlie.
And he could have stayed. He didn't have to show up late to stay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go circle the parking lot? I can go fire. I got a flare gun for Christmas.
They'll hear him if he's calling. That's fine.
Okay.
No, we're good. Don't worry. You can just sit there and look pretty.
Okay.
And just jibber jab with me.
You got it.
Hold on. I'm taking a text here. Okay. I got it. So you know what's going on this weekend? We have the Lute Olson Fantasy Camp. It starts Thursday night. Goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Should be a lot of fun.
You will be very busy then.
I'm hoping to have, I'm not sure this is going to happen, I'm hoping to have my show from our location on Thursday night so I can have some good guests on the radio, kind of coming in and not acting the fool, but that's likely.
So you'll be talking to Mr. O?
I'm not sure yet. Depends what time he gets here. But like Ben Davis and Pete Williams and Craig McMillan and those guys, Joe Turner, all the goofballs.
So you think you'll have any of them in on Friday or tomorrow?
No. Friday I'll be in, but I won't have them in Friday.
Oh, okay.
That's when they have dinner with Lute. But Thursday at our dinner.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it should be a good show on Thursday. So if you're listening, please stay tuned. I'm hoping to make that happen. I'm not sure yet. We have to get the equipment up there.
It's right there.
Yeah,
it's easy. You just plug this in, you plug that in, you'll be fine.
I'm not good at technology.
It's not. That's my son's birthday on Thursday. Maybe you could do it from the house. Well, that's wonderful. How many participants do you have registered this year?
The biggest ever, 30-something.
Wow. So will you actually do like 8 teams, or will you just do like
2? No, 4 teams. They get 7 or 8 players each. Hey, you know what? I just got a text. They were telling me, you don't watch ESPN because you don't have ESPN, correct?
Correct.
Maybe I'll save this for Tom tomorrow, but I'll talk about it with Tom. Did you see, I was out eating lunch with somebody, and I saw the World Championship slippery stair climbing championships. World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear this? Guess what channel it was? I know you'll get it.
The Ocho.
I'm thinking, is this real? Okay, it wasn't ping pong. I played ping pong. But this is like the World Championship of stair climbing, and they put that gooey stuff on it, like that slimy stuff on it.
It's serious business.
It was like, what the heck? I didn't know this happened. It's like the cornhole stuff and the Powerball, that springy ball they played, you know. And they have college teams with this. And where was I 30 years ago? I should have been doing this, you know. And it's just, you know, of course, you know, not teenage, they're like in their 20s going up there. Because no sane human being older 25 is going to be doing this, but they're all skinny people trying to reach upstairs, and the goo coming on the stairs, it's kind of like
wow. But so a lot of injuries, I'm assuming.
It was like human bowling balls coming down, boom, 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 and then knocking each other out. So you have to be the first one up there, obviously. But while you're up there, they're like the crab mentality. If you're not going up there, if I'm not going up there, you're not going up there. So they got to pull them down so they don't get up there. It was like, what the heck?
And this was held where, Steve?
It didn't say, but it was like at a carnival or an amusement park. And it had a decent crowd watching. And
like an X Games kind of a...
Yeah, kind of like...
But I'm thinking, Red Bull and vodka?
Yeah, it was like, where did they come up with this stuff? The World Championship stair climbing with goo all over the place.
Has to be brought to you by an energy drink. And an alcohol or something that makes
on
you not
the Ocho.
Think.
Well, we had a story here a month ago or so when I tried to reach them because they had the World Championship pole dancing thing here in town.
Well.
Oh, you didn't know that? It was Tom then that we did the story with.
Wow.
I tried to reach them because they had it here. They had it at Sporting Chance. And I tried to reach them to get them on the phone. But it's more the people who are actually not what you thinking they are, but there are people who are athletic as all crazy and their abs and they're you know, and they had categories like old people and young people. It was like I didn't want to go because it was kind of crazy, but I wanted them to call in and say, you know, when did this start? Because I'm sure this is news to you.
I would think that the pole dancing is probably more from a gymnastics
holding it.
Right.
I called the rep at Sporting Chance. He says, oh yeah, it's not what you think, Steve. Simmer down.
Why don't they call it pole because that's, gymnast.
It is what it is. No, because it is what it is. It's your mind that takes it somewhere
else. My mind didn't go anywhere. I just said, why don't they call it something else?
Like what?
Do they play music?
I couldn't get them to call me back.
I mean, if it goes, you got to be a little.
What are you telling me?
I don't know. I don't know, really know what I'm saying, to be honest. I am helping you fill time. That's none. No, this is sports. And the stadium one, I don't know. It seems very odd.
Yeah, it's very, very odd. Very odd. But there's a lot of odd things going on those sports channels, you know, to get you to watch.
And what was the last thing we were discussing? They're adding to the Summer Olympics next year. A couple of oddball, like the wheelbarrow race or duck, duck, goose. Don't you remember discussing that?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Long day. We're almost done with the first, not even done with the first hour. Let's take a break here. Maybe he'll show up in the next 2 minutes so we can talk 20 minutes and then see if he probably sticks around for the Lamont Hundley hour. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. I am Steve Rivera, your host, the mumbling, bumbling, stumbling Steve Rivera. And we're wondering if Julius is ever going to show up. Maybe we should put Reese's Pieces out there for him.
It worked with E.T.
Julius is not E.T. So it's funny. I just saw some of Bruce Pascoe's notes that he kind of puts up to every now and again. It looks like Momo Jones is headed to Frankfurt. You remember Momo Jones, one of the better guards here maybe 7-8 years ago. God, it's already been that long. And a recruit, I think it was Deshaun Nix, who eliminated Arizona in his top five earlier today or recently, is now going to go to UCLA. So they'll be seeing him a lot in the next few years. A lot of the guys that Arizona is chasing or trying to get are committing somewhere else, some other place. One has, I guess, Texas Tech, now UCLA. We'll see.
Do you think that's because of just being able to win, or do you think it's the weather, or what do you think?
Well, new coaches have something to do with it, and UCLA has a new coach.
People like that.
New coach and
new era.
New era, yeah. New fresh blood, yeah. Stuff like that. I just saw that Kelly Pierce was, I don't know where you're on my website, aren't you? She has been named the, I'll go to there, allsportstucson.com. If you ever guys want to know about what's going on in Tucson, Kelly Pierce, she coached FC Tucson, the women's side, named WPSL Desert Division Coach of the Year, FC Tucson Woman Earned Second Franchise of the Year Award. Wow. Pretty cool. I'll have to have her on the show pretty soon. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow's kind of like a free day. And we'll see. No, got another caller? Maybe. Maybe not. No, not a caller. Okay. So now I'm just waiting. Just waiting. I'm like the Maytag repairman. People just waiting for him to show up to fix the machine and not realizing the machine's not broken. But let's go back to some notes from Bruce Pascoe. We got a caller? No. Maybe, yes, maybe not. Susie, thanks for calling.
Hey, Steve. You know, what you guys, both of you, what are either of your guys' opinions on whether maybe just one NFL pregame so these guys don't get hurt? Because a good example is, I don't think the Broncos would have lost that game, but the guy's afraid to put anybody that matters in the darn games anymore, you know?
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
Right, right. I think they play, what, three?
That's really pushing it because too many get hurt, and then they start the regular season, and they don't even have their team. It's crazy.
Right, right, right. They already, I would venture to guess that they have most of their rosters set up in their mind of who's going to make it and who's not, and then they got their freshmen, the rookies that come in, and they add maybe, you know, three or four of those,
right?
And they play.
What I'm saying is, do you think maybe the thing is that they should be able to settle that in one game? Screw around.
I was kind of going to go with that. So they already have certain things in mind. In fact, there's a book I read about. It's called Sway. That you already know. Or go and predetermine what you're going to do.
Sure.
And there's no question they do, too. In fact, I think a lot of the NFL wants it to be reduced to two or one games because of the reasons that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And some stars have already been hurt this year.
Oh, no. And we're also got, we got so much more sports now that they're all, we haven't finished half of it, and then somebody else is starting another, football, baseball still going on. I mean, it just gets crazy.
Well, Susie, that's just the way it is because, you don't play the World Series until late October, November.
Right.
And then football's almost halfway over by that time. And then the NFL starts and NBA starts here in late October
NBA.
Now. Right.
And then also hockey in some cities.
Oh, yeah, sure. Imagine if that was the case here. In Phoenix, it happens all the time.
Right.
So if you were in Phoenix, I don't think you are you?
No, I'm here in Tucson.
So are you a big sports fan?
Oh, God, yeah. I am actually I'm a Denver native, but I've lived in Tucson the past 20 years.
Oh, so.
And I've also lived in Tucson previously.
So when was the last time you were in Denver?
Last time I was in Denver
in Denver.
2001.
So they had just started the franchise, I think, right?
Right. And the Avalanche, obviously they welcomed them with open arms and everybody's like, yay, big
well,
deal.
Let me ask you.
They died down quite a bit.
If you lived in Denver, you had the Avalanche, you had the Broncos, of course, you had the Rockies and what
Denver
else?
Denver Nuggets.
And then Denver Nuggets. So did you ever go to them?
Oh, yeah.
So how did you afford, not that I need to know how you afforded it.
Well, let me make that clear. My brother-in-law bought six season tickets many, many, many moons ago, but way back when you could actually afford them, of the Bronco season tickets. And so we always had those, and then he would give them to people, when you're in business, you know what I'm talking about. And then, once you go to the game, blah, blah, blah. And my birthday's the 28th of September, so I always got to go on my birthday at least.
Mm-hmm.
Or in that time frame, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would say of all the sports, I don't care what you say, because I was there during the John Elway era.
Oh, sure.
Football ruled.
Oh, of course.
They started talking about football, and then everything else was second.
Okay.
But the Nuggets kind of come and go. They always ran hot and cold.
Right.
You know?
And that's
and
how this...
of course, the Avalanche, I think, did they win that first year or the second year? They won,
You're talking hockey. It could be talking tiddlywinks. I don't really know.
I think the Avalanche won either the first or second year. Maybe Bob can look it up. They won the whole bananas, so, that was quite a big deal.
Google whole bananas, Bob. I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, they win the cup.
No, I know. I'm joking.
Come on.
Yeah, no, but I was wondering, if you had all those opportunities, like people in Phoenix, where does your money go because you have so many choices? And in fact, Sun Devils are, fifth on that radar.
Right. I think I'd probably still pick football because I also lived, I'm old, I lived in Columbus, Ohio when, what's the guy, the famous coach that was the football coach there? Way before that. Woody Hayes.
Well, Woody Hayes.
Yeah. I lived in Columbus, Ohio, and that city just went bananas over school football, as much as Tucson does. It's just nothing. The whole thing revolved around Ohio State football. So, basically, I really probably always feel like football's my strong thing. Now, living in Tucson, I probably feel more stronger about basketball because we have a better basketball team.
Right. I get it. Well, thanks for the call, Susie.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Listen to you every day.
Thank you. I hope I make you laugh at least a little.
Oh, yeah, you guys are cute. I love it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You better write that down. You're cute, Bob.
Well, she's talking about Tom, obviously, because he's here more of the time than I am.
Yeah. Right? You kind of ruined the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So, you're just buttering me up today, buddy.
Because you're here right now. Tomorrow I'll talk bad about you. There's commotion going outside. What's going on here? Don't they know I'm doing a show? Oh, there. Okay, time out. We got another call. That's good. We're going to talk to there's some big news kind of going on indoor football. I got a message this afternoon. I was in a meeting until 4:30, so I couldn't answer it. But hey, Jay Gonzalez, how are you? The new president of the Sugar Skulls?
Well, it's been a month and change, so is that still new?
It's new until the first year's over, probably. So you sent me a note here. I was in a meeting, so I couldn't respond. So I saw the news. Break the news.
Well, we've added a team to the IFL. It's the Duke City Gladiators. They're out of Albuquerque. Sorry, it's going to be a little loud because I was at a meeting. It's the Duke City Gladiators. They're out of Albuquerque. They've been playing in the Champions Indoor Football League. They've been around for quite a while, so they're not new, but they're new to our league.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first edition of what we think will be a few more for the 2020 season. But you know, it's another team in the West for us. So the league is trying to build that up and build up its footprint in the West, and that this is the first. Well, we were a first step, and now this is another step.
Right, right. So what does that mean? A better travel, easier travel, more competition?
That's it, really. The thing that's big about this is the travel. They want teams to, you know, be in close proximity to each other. They want to limit the number of flights that the teams have to take. Look, we're on small budgets. You know, we're not. We don't have a lot of money to spend, and the travel to Nebraska and Sioux Falls and those places, that's expensive for us. So we're trying to create some close proximity to some of the other teams where, you know, we can take bus rides and cover expense a little easier. And also, you know, the big thing is to create some rivalries. You know, we've got Phoenix, the Rattlers up the road. We've got San Diego 6 hours away. Now we've got Albuquerque nearby. You know, that's what we're trying to do.
I don't know if you could tell me this, but are other teams regionally expected?
Yeah, they're looking at some more. You know, Kevin Guy, our owner, is leads the expansion committee, and there are some other teams that are, you know, we could hear some more announcements before next season.
Okay, good, good, good. So that just, are they going to break, maybe I don't know enough about this, but are they going to break up the league in terms of north or south or make it easier like that?
It's possible if they can add enough teams to do that. Ideally, they would like to do that, you know, have an east and a west, something like that, and let the teams play each other, and so that they're traveling within their areas. You know, maybe a couple of games on the other side to keep the regional interest. But ideally they'd like to create, you know, an eastern and a western area. You know, Tucson was a big step for that, and Kevin says that a lot, that when Tucson joined the league, that's really been a key to open the door for other teams in our area to do. You know, when Tucson came in, San Diego came in, and now Albuquerque's here. And you know, if you use your imagination a little bit, you'll know, you know, there's some other cities within our region that you know, make a lot of sense, and that we're looking at.
I was thinking about one right now. Should I guess, or would you say anything? No, El Paso.
They could be in the picture. So,
yeah, just because, you know, you have that almost block where you have a diamond shape kind of Albuquerque, yeah. San Diego, Phoenix.
They're 4.5-5 hours away.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Albuquerque's almost six. Yeah, those bus rides. Did you travel much with the team?
I did not. I only traveled to the opener in San Diego because it was the first game for the franchise. But after that, it's the players, the coaches, the trainer, and the equipment manager, and mm-hmm. that's all that goes.
Mm-hmm. We'll need to make a road trip next to Albuquerque, so you'll have to be on that bus. I'll be on that bus too.
it's really shaping up. You know, the league has become pretty strong. Just 2 years ago, it had six teams.
Yeah.
You know, we've got 11 now, and probably headed more towards maybe 12 to 14 teams before next season.
This is a dumb question because you know that the league that was out with the Scooby was on, the outdoor whatever league it was.
Right.
I would assume that folded for obviously money reasons, but that many of those players will eventually find their way here.
They are, but you know, you've got the new XFL starting next year. So, you know, some of those players may just be, you know, holding out for that. You know, would love to have a guy, I don't know if I can say this, right? Would love to have a guy like Scooby Wright play for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the local recognition. It's whether Scooby feels like that it's a level that would benefit him to come and play and then, you know, maybe see if he gets an opportunity elsewhere. But, you know, that's a name that's been thrown at us, you know, on social media and emails and those kinds of things. And, you know, if there's some interest there, I'm certainly, you know, certain it would be something that we would look at. I mean, we'd love to have a guy like
right.
Scooby playing for us.
In your new role, and I don't know if we've talked about this, and you could do a review if you could. How would you assess the first year?
The first year went, we feel it went well. We could have done a lot of things better. But overall, we were happy with how the season went. Our attendance was, we were happy with it. We know we can do a lot more. We averaged something like 4,300 or 4,400, on the year. We had two crowds over 5,000. But there's a lot to look at that we can do a lot better, and we intend to do that. But overall, we're happy. It was great that we got to the playoffs. That was a big deal for us, getting to the playoffs, because here during the off season, as we go and we've begun sponsor meetings and we've talked to season ticket holders and those kinds of things, we can talk about the fact that we were a playoff team in our first year. We're building a winner, and we took a giant step, that other teams haven't been able to take in their first year. So in that regard, we were happy with it. But as we're going along and starting to spending a lot of time talking to season ticket holders and talking to our sponsors and stuff, we're getting some feedback. And the feedback is, some of the feedback shows where we can improve on the product, not only that we're putting on the field, but the product in the arena. And so, we've got a lot of things to do and a lot of things to plan for, and we're working on that. And, we're already going 100 miles an hour right now.
Sure, sure. And I think the key to all of it is the community, the people who go to the games have to buy in. And the you already have an audience. I'm sure you already have an audience who really loved it. Now it's finding the other audience that needs to buy in.
Right. We want people to see the Sugar Skulls as their team. And I don't know if this is a stretch or not, but like we see the U of A, that's our team. That's Tucson's team.
Mm-hmm.
We are Tucson's team. We want people to look at it that way. We're not somebody else's minor league team. And I'm not taking a shot at the Roadrunners or the former Toros or Sidewinders. But, their existence was based on the existence of a team that had no connection to Tucson. This is it. We're here. And we want people to embrace us as a team that represents them. And
right.
And that's really the goal. That was a big thing behind the naming of the team. We want to represent the community both as a quality sports team, but also as a quality franchise and organization.
Yeah, and there's that. And if you do one thing and one thing only next year, just win, baby. That brings people back.
Yeah, that's it. Winning helps. It always does.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jay, thanks for calling in at the last minute. I saw your note and I said I got to get him on somehow.
Well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate you. Having an interest in this, it's a lot of fun.
Great. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Yes, we're going to end the day likely on that note. We're going to have Julius Holt in-house in the studio along with Mr. Lamont Hunley. I think you guys are attached at the hip. That's why you're kind of running a little late, Mr. Julius Holt. So we're going to get to that in a second and come back and have a good show. Put it on YouTube if you want to listen or watch and listen on YouTube. Hear the second hour. This might be a lot of fun. The good old days and talk about youth football and talk about the good old days of the mid-'80s playing football at the U of A. Thanks a bunch.